or are they relatively equal?
One contains more. Which? One should follow Egypt.
All right, bye-bye. Did you expect this to be complicated and mysterious?
That helped immensely.
Now remember, no expectation. The key to manifestation is zero expectation, that it must turn out the way you think it should. So, follow your excitement. Do the best you can to take a step in the direction of activating your highest joy, but do so understanding that it may not be necessary for it to carry itself out to its logical conclusion for you to have moved in the direction you needed to be moved in. Because sometimes your excitement, your higher self, will dangle something that excites you more than anything else in front of you like a carrot just to get you to move in that direction. It may not be necessary for you to actually get the carrot. Do you understand?
Yes.
So just move in the direction of your excitement. Do not put the assumption that you must wind up in Egypt. You might, but don't have the assumption that you must in order for your excitement to be fulfilled. Take it as far as you can, and when you can take it no further, allow yourself to simply sit again and assess what is the next most exciting thing. No matter if it seems connected or not, act on it, because it is the excitement that tells you it is connected to anything else that contains the same degree of excitement. And even though it may seem to be a roundabout path, it is actually the straightest course to follow. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Does that help you?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Bashar.
And a you good day.
This is Jareen.
Oh, all right, if you insist.
I have been working with, well, first of all, I've been married for 26 years
right.
to a non-metaphysical man.
Oh, all right, non-metaphysical man. Is that the name of the person? Non-metaphysical
no.
man.
No, his name is Jerry.
Oh, all right. Jerry the non-metaphysical man. Now, first of all, before we go on, you do understand that many people on your planet will be living the lives they need to live without necessarily knowing a stitch about the idea you call metaphysics.